everybody, and welcome back to this episode of Southern Onion Podcast. It's us, your favorite fraternal twins. I'm Erica.
And I'm Erin, and I finished my Christmas shopping.
You are doing so much better than me. I haven't even started.
Thank goodness for Amazon. That's all I can say.
Yes, thank you, Amazon. And we are still looking for a sponsor, Amazon, just saying, you know.
We're here.
Take a chance on me, right?
Yes. ABBA.
ABBA, yeah. Or ABBA, however you want to say
it. Oh, however you say it, yeah.
No, that's good. Well, yeah, good for you. I've not even, I mean, I know what I'm going to get. I just need to get it, so.
I know. Yeah, I haven't wrapped yet. How's that? I haven't wrapped anything.
Oh, ew. That's the worst part, honestly.
Yeah. That's when I sit and watch, like, Christmas movies and wrap my gifts.
And then tell yourself, I should have done this as I was buying them or, you know,
yeah,
a couple of days instead of waiting till it has to be done that night. Yeah.
Yep. No, no. Oh, well.
Understand.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we are so happy you are with us this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. For our new listeners, hello and welcome to the party. To our returning listeners, thank you so much. We appreciate all your support and words of encouragement. It is greatly appreciated. So just a note on what we are doing with the podcast. We are going to have an episode, of course, this week. We're going to do one more next week. And then we're actually going to take a couple of weeks off in December for the holidays because there will be travel and festivities. And we will be back in January with new episodes. So don't worry. It's not going to be that long of a break. Because we are kind of workaholics, but that's fine.
That's okay.
Completely normal. No problem.
So, that's right.
So Erin, how's your week been?
It's been good. Yeah. I've been staying busy, getting ready, like I said, for the holidays. So, just hanging in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. And Maggie's doing well. And
she's doing fabulous.
She's already written to Santa Paws what she wants for Christmas.
Yep. So, and I've been, her stocking is hung by the chimney with care.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, the cats have all written to Santa Claus. Wah, wah. Pretty much told him he's not real. So, it's one less, you know, one less gifts to buy.
There you go.
Because that's what I do. I destroy people's dreams. And, then with work, of course, people take it off for holiday. So, I'm traveling more for work right now. But, I don't mind. It's fine. People are usually in a little bit happier mood when I see them right now. So,
that's good.
That'll change in January. So,
yeah.
But to all the people, I do have to say this. There are people, this time of year is not for them.
There
are people that just do not care for the holiday season for whatever reason. So know that you still have friends in us because we know how difficult this time of year can be for people. And just know, you know, you have friends and reach out and talk to someone because you are not alone, I promise.
That's right.
And then there's others that this is the time of year that they live for and it's all stress and wonderful and, you know, lots of candy and peanut butter fudge. That's good.
Yes.
Or the chocolate fudge.
I make peanut butter fudge. I make peanut butter fudge.
Oh, do you? I don't know that I've made that myself. So.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Good on you.
Yep. I know.
Afraid if I'd make it, I'd eat it. And we just don't need that right now. So.
I know. I know the feeling. I'm eating too much already.
Yeah. But it's so good.
Christmas tree cakes have been disappearing.
I have been so good. I've only had one box this year.
That's good. Yeah.
I know. I'm very proud of myself. But I've been like too busy to go to the store. So that's helped too.
Plus they're selling out around here. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're hard to get.
And we are referencing the Little Debbie Christmas trees. Little Debbie. If you need a sponsor, we're looking for one.
Have you tried the chocolate ones?
I have. I love them all.
Okay. You love it all.
I've not had the ice cream. Mm-mm. No.
Okay. People said the ice cream's good, so.
I want to try it at least once. And I've not had any eggnog either.
Me either. Yeah.
And I want some, but I'm like, I know. Maybe. Look at this. It's like I want to get in the holiday spirit, but then I'm like, takes effort. I'm good. So.
Yeah.
I'll just sit here and play video games. It'll be fine. Watch football and basketball.
That's right. It'll be all okay.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you again, everyone, so much for being here. If you have not already, please give us a follow on Instagram at Southern Onion Podcast. Our DMs are open there if you would like to reach out to us with comments, questions, show ideas. We'd love to hear from you. Also, if you haven't already, make sure you give us a follow wherever you listen to us for your podcast. And if you really like us, we would love for you to rate us and give us a review. And if you don't like us, don't worry about it.
We're
don't
okay
have
with
to
it.
Do anything.
We understand.
It's fine. Yeah. We
understand.
Perfectly
we understand.
Fine. So
yes.
We're gonna go ahead and get that out there. So
yes.
Okay. Well, let's just hop into it.
Yeah.
This so it is December 6th when this episode comes out.
Yes.
And December 8th is an unfortunate anniversary of the murder, death of John Lennon.
Yes.
Right? Did I get that date right?
Yeah, it's correct. Yeah.
Okay. And so we thought we would cover and give an update on that case.
Yeah.
This is the case of Mark David Chapman. He mm-hmm. is the one who has been convicted of killing John Lennon outside of his New York apartment in 1980.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is huge because I mean,
yeah.
John Lennon is a world known musician.
Yeah.
Part of a little group known as the Beatles.
Yeah.
Very influential.
Just a little group.
Yeah. Yeah just a little group. You know, I'm sure somebody, maybe a couple of yeah. people have heard of him.
Sure. Yeah.
But so we wanted to touch on that because it's also Aaron's favorite band. One of.
And I love John Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
I have a John Lennon doll.
Yes, you do. And we have shown that on Instagram.
Yes, we have. So. Yes, I have a friend who got that for me for my birthday. So I am a big John Lennon fan. And I love the Beatles. I even had a poster of the Beatles in my bedroom growing up.
Yeah. Most people, you know, had posters of Brad Pitt. And Aaron had a poster of
yeah.
the Beatles.
I did. I had a poster of the Beatles. And Brad Pitt, too. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's right. You did. Legends of the Fall.
Yeah, from the Fall. So there
well,
you go.
Oh, goodness.
So, I know.
All right, Aaron. So let's get to peeling back this layer, this onion.
Okay.
What you got?
Yes. Okay. So Mark David Chapman. Just a little background on him. He was born May 10th, 1955 in Texas. And, you know, he grew up in Texas, and there's not too much known about him mm-hmm. other than, like, in 1971, he was a born-again Presbyterian. I didn't have never heard of that before, a born-again Presbyterian, but obviously they are out there. So mm-hmm. he was very religious, yeah. and during this time, he became very obsessed with a book called The Catcher in the Rye, which I have never read.
Mm-hmm.
I read it
in okay. high school, I believe. So
okay. See, I never
ago.
Read it. So
yeah.
I don't know. I've never read it. Mm-hmm. So, but he becomes obsessed with this book. And so he worked on and off around like the Texas area, things like that. He ends up moving to Hawaii in 1978. Mm-hmm. There he had tried to attempt suicide for the first time. Now, Mark had some issues with depression.
Yes.
And also some schizophrenia, as we find out. And after his first attempt, but he failed at it, he was sent to a hospital for depression, for treatment of depression.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark then decides, after he gets out, he starts traveling the world. And in the midst of traveling the world, he meets a woman by the name of Gloria Abe, mm-hmm. who he marries in 1979. And she's a travel agent.
What a great person, though. To find. I mean,
yeah.
Where should we go? And they'll know and how to get there
yeah.
at the best rate, too. So,
right. Exactly.
I mean,
so, it's not bad. Not
silver
bad
lining. Yep.
Right. So, Mark is kind of in and out of work mm-hmm. while he's married to Gloria. And so, he finally ends up becoming a security guard and he begins heavily drinking.
Mm.
Yeah.
Never leads to good things.
No. Now, Chapman had been planning to kill John Lennon. He actually had been planning it 3 months before he actually killed Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
But we find out there were other people on his hit list as well, like Ronald Reagan,
mm-hmm.
Jimmy Carter, Paul McCartney, just to name a few.
So he was going after large notoriety, very relative people.
Right. Now, why John Lennon? I think that's the question of why would he go after John? Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't like John because of what John was saying. Like, for, I don't know if you remember ever hearing about this, but in the Beatles, John one time said they were more popular than Jesus, mm-hmm. which prompted people to burn their records and all of those things.
Right.
In the song Imagine, John talks about not having any possessions, mm-hmm. but Mark found that to be kind of like being a hypocrite. Like, why would you tell people, imagine no possessions, but you're living in the Dakota. You have nice things. You have all these properties.
Yeah, you've got all this money and access and privilege, right? Mm-hmm.
But then you're telling people, oh, imagine there's no possession. Imagine, you know. Mm-hmm. And John had written a song called God, and it was basically talking about the only thing he believed in was him and Yoko. And he didn't believe in God. He didn't believe in the Beatles. Hmm. All he believed in was himself and Yoko. Okay. So this angered Mark. He was a Beatles fan, and it just upset him. And so,
Well, I'm sure, and that's the thing. This is where, you know, we've talked about before. What mm-hmm. made Mark different? Because I'm sure all of those things being said angered a lot of people. I mean, they had where they were burning their records and albums. This celebrated group now, because of mm-hmm. one outspoken individual, they're having parties to burn their records. And
oh yeah.
So why did Mark feel, oh, I need to take this on and end this because it has enraged me and I need to remove John Lennon from this earth, you know?
Right. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Why? So, why you, yeah. Mark? Why?
Well, and he is obsessed with the book, The Catcher in the Rye, mm-hmm. and he thinks he is Caulfield, I think mm-hmm. that's how you say it, or Caulfield.
Yeah.
So he thinks he's this person.
Right.
So I think he feels like, oh, I've got to avenge, you know.
Right. He's had a little separation from reality. A little break from reality. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we find out in October of 1980, Chapman does go to New York to kill John. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't, because he needed to go to Georgia to go get the ammunition from a friend. I know. And then he discovers a movie called Ordinary People, mm-hmm. and it causes him to stop his plans. Now, I've never seen Ordinary People. I do not know what that is.
No, not either.
But it's something that prompted him to say, no, I don't need to do this. Mm-hmm. So he goes back to Hawaii, and he tells Gloria, his wife, he says, hey, I was going to go kill John Lennon. Mm-hmm. Shows her the gun and shows her the bullets, but Gloria does nothing. She doesn't call the police, and she doesn't call mental health services.
Right. Okay. And right now, there, why?
I know.
That is not a normal response or to say, look, I have the means to do this, and this is what I plan to do.
Right.
And you don't. And then, granted, it's 1980. I mean, you could fly with all that. This was before TSAs, all these screenings and x-rays and everything you go through now.
Sure.
But I mean, red flag here. Wow.
Okay. And I would be like, why are you going to New York? Hello.
Exactly.
Like, your husband just comes back and goes, oh, yeah, I was going to New York to kill John Lennon. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's nice, like, where dear. Have you been? Yeah, I've got to go to work now, right?
Right. Why mm-hmm. are you going to New York? What's the point? What's mm-hmm. the, you know, so he tells her. Okay. So this is Gloria's response to this.
Okay.
She puts up a wall covering that says, thou shall not kill in the apartment.
Okay. Okay. How did that not work?
Okay. Amazing. That was her. Didn't call the police. Didn't alert anybody.
No.
But puts up a sign that says, thou shall not kill in the house.
Passive aggressive, because you're just kind of putting it up there, leaving it without any communication mm-hmm. or talk happening. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Well, guess what? It doesn't work. It
didn't work. Yeah. No. Yeah. Spoiler.
So Chapman flies to New York, back to New York on December the 6th.
Yep.
So,
his plan. And if anything, it probably motivated him. Like, how dare you tell me what to do? And, wow.
But there was a moment where Gloria could have said, we need to do something about this. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't happen. And so now he's back in New York, and I don't know if you read this in your findings or not, mm-hmm. but on December the 7th, he accosted James Taylor on mm-hmm. the subway.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So he's just running into all these people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so that was on December 7th. So he sees James Taylor and starts just saying these things about John Lennon to James Taylor. And he's like, okay, you know, mm-hmm. this guy's off.
Yeah.
Something's not right here. And then the same day, he gets in a cab, Mark does, and he offers the cab driver cocaine.
Well,
so, I mean, he's just erratic.
He's separated from reality.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So that night, okay, accosted James Taylor. We offered the cabbie some cocaine. He calls Gloria and they talk about what he's going through. And they talk about how he just needs to get help and he needs to make his relationship right with God.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sure.
Okay. But the next day, which is December 8th, he still decides he's going to follow through on his plan.
Right.
So he goes to the Dakota to wait for John.
Right. Yeah. But here's the thing for me. I mean, obviously it was premeditated very far in advance. He had several times where he could have just dipped out and said, nope. I'm not going to do this. There's just going to be too many repercussions for this. This makes no sense why I would do this. But then I've been studying some psychology stuff on the side lately. And it makes me think of, it's called the sunken theory. And what that is that, let's say you buy a ticket to a concert and that it's $50. And on the night of the concert, you just don't feel good. It's rainy outside. And you're just like, oh, do I really want to go to this concert?
Right.
But the sunken theory is, yeah, you're going to want to go to the concert because you've already invested that money into the concert ticket. So you should go regardless of how you feel, regardless of if weather conditions are going to be sketchy or not. It's because you invested time and money, so you feel obligated. You have to do it. So I wonder if with him, because it seems like he had so many ways to back out, to say, you know, that's stupid, never mind. It's like, well, I've planned this. I've told people I'm going to do this. I've bought the, I drove to Georgia to get the ammunition. So now I have to do it because I've put this. So I'm wondering, is that why he still proceeded? Because he didn't have to. This was him on his own. He was acting alone. So I know that's out there. I get that. But that's, I'd like to think way outside of the box too. So.
Well, he feels like I've planned this, and he's made Gloria aware of it.
Right. Yeah. You would I would call authorities in New York and go, look.
Me too.
This is what he told me. He is actually there. Can you, like, see what's up or something? Or try to contact John Lennon's people? Just something.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So at the Dakota, it's in New York. Now, like you said, we're talking about 1980. There wasn't a lot of security. They had a doorman, but a lot of fans knew where John and Yoko lived. Mm-hmm. And so they would just stand outside to hope to get a glimpse of him. Mm-hmm. But John was so generous, he would actually come over to the fans, sign autographs, take pictures, even speak with them. John really appreciated his fans, and they said he was a really sweet guy.
Yeah.
He was really nice.
Well, and that was something I found on Mark. It said that he chose John Lennon because he was accessible. He seemed more accessible to me as his apartment building was not as, you know, secured off as other apartment buildings of celebrities. And he said if it wasn't John Lennon, it could have been somebody else. So, I mean, he even says, yeah, I did this because he was accessible. So, which, you know, is some celebrities, most celebrities now of that status, you can't get a hold of them without going through six people just to get them on the phone, you know.
Right, and they're in a gated community, and there's guards.
Right.
And, yeah, for this
security detail. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So while Mark is standing out there waiting for John, he meets John's housekeeper who has little Sean, Ono Lennon, with him. Mm-hmm. And this is the second child for John, but it was his first with Yoko.
Yes.
And Mark actually goes over and shakes hands with Sean and makes the comment, what a beautiful boy. Hmm. Well, if you know that song, Beautiful Boy, that John Lennon wrote for Sean. Yeah. So he actually shook his son's hand
right before knowing
that he's going to kill his father.
Yeah, that's twisted.
That is twisted. Very twisted. So around 5 o'clock that day, John and Yoko leave the Dakota for a recording session. Mm-hmm. While they're coming through, Mark has his Double Fantasy album that him and Yoko just released in November of that year. Mm. And he sticks it out, and John comes over and actually signs the album. And there's a photographer there that takes a picture of John and Mark together.
Oh my gosh.
With him signing.
Right.
The photographer says that John was very polite to Mark and mm-hmm. even said, "Is there anything else I can do for you?"
Right there. That is the universe telling Mark, don't
right.
do this. Do
right,
not do
right.
this.
Yeah. Right. Mm. So John leaves. Him and Yoko leave to the recording studio. Mm-hmm. So while they leave, remember it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
While they leave, Mark decides to pull out his trusty old copy of The Catcher in the Rye and starts reading it.
For motivation, I guess.
Yeah. Now, he asked the photographer and one of the girls that was a fan there if they would stick around with him. But they said no, that they had to get on with their life and get some things done.
Yeah.
So Mark said, well, if they had stayed with me, I never would have done it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, stop. Wait.
Yeah.
So he's saying,
yeah,
if those people had done, I mean, are we a 16-year-old here, Mark? You're going to blame everything else on... You know, you're going to put the blame on somebody else. Well, if they had just stayed with me, it's their fault I did it. I don't think
right.
so.
Yeah. No.
I don't think so.
No. So he's standing out reading his book. Mm-hmm. And around 10:50 p.m., John and Yoko come back from their recording studio. Mm-hmm. Yoko had even made a statement that while they were in the car, John had said, "I can't wait to get home and just see Sean." Because they decided not to go out to dinner. Mm-hmm. John really wanted to go see Sean. So they end up going back to the Dakota. Mm-hmm. And Yoko gets out first. Mm-hmm. John is not too far behind her. Mm. And Mark pulls out a .38 handgun and proceeds to fire 5 shots into John Lennon.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah.
All because...
Yeah.
He felt he had to go through with it. Nobody stuck around to talk him out of it or whatever.
Right, yeah. Yep. So John stumbles into the Dakota. Mm-hmm. Now, there's been reports saying that he says, "I'm shot." Mm-hmm. He falls to the ground. He's bleeding to the point where nobody really recognizes him.
Yeah.
Of course, first responders were police were called. Mm-hmm. They come on the scene. NYPD comes out. They see that it's John Lennon. They don't wait for an ambulance. Mm-hmm. They put him in the back of the police car and take him to the hospital.
Right.
But unfortunately, John is dead on arrival.
Yeah. Well.
At 40 years old.
At 40?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was older than that.
No.
Huh. Wow. Mm-hmm. And all because Mark didn't like some of the things John said.
Yeah. Now, Mark... doesn't run away.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mark doesn't resist arrest. Mm-mm. One of the people standing there said, "Do you realize you just threw your life away?" Mm-hmm. Mark says nothing. Mark willingly goes with the police.
Right. Yeah. Well, because, and that's what he has said several times, especially in the beginning, not so much now, but mm-hmm. that he wanted the notoriety.
Yeah.
He said, "I felt that by killing John Lennon, I would become somebody. And instead of that, I became a murderer. And murderers are not somebody." And that's a quote from 2010 that he gave at one of his parole hearings. But that's where, and this is going to kind of go off rails here for a second. This is where I struggle with the media and coverage on murders, on violent attacks, because mm-hmm. it feels like sometimes they're just wanting their 15 minutes. He's mm-hmm. he's always going to be forever known as the person that killed John Lennon.
Correct, yes.
You know, instead of erasing his name and going a murderer, a male shot John Lennon, and just leave it at that and be like, well, mm-hmm. who is it? He still has his little, as twisted as it is, he has his claim to fame.
Yeah.
And yeah, he can say, "Oh, murderers are not somebody." Well, but everybody knows your name. So you got what you wanted, which was notoriety. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, and you, and for what? Because you didn't like what somebody said? Good grief.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's an everyday occurrence for everybody. Somebody's going to say something you don't like. You don't go off and murder.
Well, and he did say it was for, you know, it was the glory of, for God. It was for God. So, you know,
I struggle with that because
well, there's so many, he comes up with so many different reasons. You
right.
Know what I'm
saying? Oh, yeah. Every 2 years, it's something else.
It is. When you read it. Yeah. His parole is always something, you know. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, he pled guilty.
Yeah.
He did not go for reason of insanity. He did not.
Yeah. No.
He got second degree murder.
Mm-hmm.
He was evaluated by a psychiatrist who did say he was schizophrenic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah,
you Which would think there knew, has yeah. to be some mental health issues there, but
right.
you know, when you tell somebody's spouse or friend or whatever, take it seriously.
Yeah, yeah,
because you don't, and especially if it's undiagnosed mental health issues, even as far fetched as it seems,
right?
Check into it. Even if it's nothing, at least you checked into it, because when you don't. And in recent events that just happened that we won't go into in where Michigan, you
right.
know, they didn't
right.
want to check into it. And now, you know, horrible things have happened. And it's like, just, if somebody were to come up to me and say, I'm going to kill X celebrity, you better believe I'm going to be like, excuse me? No, no.
Right.
Report it.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. You just can't go talking like that. Even if it's not a celebrity, if it's, you know, Sally Cream Cheese three doors down and somebody says, I'm just going to da da da, you better report it, because why would they say that if they don't have some intention
it's
on doing
It's nothing to
that.
Joke about.
No.
It's nothing to, you know, at all.
Take lightly.
It's not a joke. Mm-hmm. It's not funny.
No.
Right. Yeah. So he gets 20 years to life in prison. He is still in prison as of today.
Thankfully.
He's been denied parole 11 times. He's going back up again August of next year, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things he has said in parole, which I found interesting, was he said that John Lennon would forgive him and let him out.
Yeah. Really?
Probably not.
I don't think so. He was wanting to see his kid, and you took that from him. Okay.
Yeah. 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 Yoko Ono, God love her, because I know people don't like Yoko.
Mm.
I think that everybody, she's just very artistic, and she just expresses herself very differently.
Yeah, she's just different.
She does stand for peace and love, which I think is wonderful. And her and John did do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel bad for her that she has to go to these parole hearings all the time.
And she
and
has.
You know, and Yoko is in her 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, Yoko's getting up there, and this has to be hard for her. Ever so often, she has to relive this trauma.
Right.
Of her husband being killed in front of her.
Yeah, she was right there with him. I mean, right beside him.
I mean, you could imagine
how she didn't get shot that day.
Right, you know? And so she has to relive it every time, which I think is sad. I hate that for the families that have to relive that trauma every time.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll ever get out. I hope he never gets out.
Yeah. No. No, but because who's going to say something that makes him mad again? What book is he going to pick up? Is he going to pick up of Men and Mice, of Mice and Men? I think I said that backwards. Sorry.
Right.
And get motivated by that? I mean, no. No.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And for people who are wondering, because I have never read The Catcher in the Rye. I didn't know what it was about, to be honest. And I found like a little synopsis of it. It says... it's about the life of a 16-year-old boy, Holden Caulfield, after he's been expelled from prep school. Confused and disillusioned, Holden searches for truth and rails against the phoniness of the adult world. He ends up exhausted and emotionally unstable.
Yeah.
So it's, I think he took on that persona of being Holden and trying to rid the world of all the phoniness.
Yeah, and it just so happened John was saying some stuff at the same time he wanted to rid the world. And it just, I don't think anybody has the authority given to them by religious figures, God, you know, whatever.
Right.
To kill somebody else. I don't buy into that. I don't think, right. You know, and it always gets me because people say that, oh, God told me to. Well, mm-hmm. well, were you hearing God or was this part of your schizophrenia? Were you mm-hmm. hearing God or are you just saying it to try to get out of consequences for your right. actions? You know, I mean, it just like, I don't, mm-hmm. When yeah. people try to say, oh, I did this in the name of religion. I'm like, mm-hmm. your religion has murder and murder's okay in your religion, whatever that religion is. I'm not right. just saying it's one religion or another, but
sure.
But so your religion says murder's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's extremes in every type of religion.
Oh, yes.
It's I'm not saying there's not. I'm not ignorant to that. But for the right. mainstream, main, you know, focus of religion, not right. there's no murder is in any of them that I
right,
have
right.
found.
And, you know, I haven't either.
Because yeah. religion interests me. I love learning about, I have my religion, but I love learning about different mm-hmm. religion.
Oh, sure.
Just to see what do you believe? Sure. Why do you believe it? And right, yeah. I have yet to find one. But now the extreme sex.
Well, right. Yes. Right. Yes. Right. Yeah.
And I'm not talking about those. I'm not talking
no, no.
about those.
No, no.
But,
no, yeah.
But yeah. That's where I'm like, okay, why do you say that? Are you trying mm-hmm. to get out of, you know, your own response?
Right.
My favorite word, accountability for what you right. did.
Right. Yeah. I think he wanted the attention.
Oh, yeah.
I think that this is just a veiled excuse.
But is it,
you know,
and I didn't find it. And if somebody wants to reach out mm-hmm. to us on Instagram and let us know.
Yeah.
Why? Because I know he got 20 years to life.
Mm-hmm.
So why does he get the opportunity every 2 years now?
Right.
For parole?
Yeah, I don't.
How many times can you be denied before? It's just like, give it up. Stop.
Right.
You're not getting out.
I mean, it's like appeals. Remember when people could file these
yes.
endless appeals and stuff, and then finally they made a law saying, no, you
right.
can only file so many appeals and then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of need to do this with parole, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because 11 times, unless something's just going to like magically turn this around.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Yoko got up and said, look, just let him go. I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I really don't think it's going to happen.
Or make you know? Make the time span farther.
Right.
In between.
Yes.
Because.
Right.
How does one heal? And I'm talking mm-hmm. about victims' families.
Sure.
How does,
yeah.
And even the families of the person
yeah.
that did
yeah.
did it.
Yeah. Even Mark's family.
Yeah.
yeah.
How do they heal if you're talking, mm-hmm. you're bringing it up every 2 years?
Right. Right.
Goodness.
Well, you know, this is what happened with Sharon Tate's family when they
right.
would have to go
yeah.
to the parole hearings for Charles Manson.
Mm-hmm.
And her sister even said, you know, it's just like picking at this wound. I mean, it just doesn't
yeah.
heal.
Yeah.
And that's what breaks my heart for Yoko mm-hmm. and for Sean and even Julian.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All of them. I mean, that yeah. has to just be tough.
Yeah.
So
and his fans. And I mean,
yeah,
you know how
yeah.
it is. You're a fan yeah. of a celebrity. You feel connected to them, even though you know you're
oh,
not.
Sure.
But you feel
right.
you're invested in their life. And I mean, mm-hmm. it's just tragic.
Right. Yes. So Yoko does not forgive, in case people are wondering, she mm-hmm. does not forgive Mark
no.
for this. Gloria and Mark both wrote a letter to Yoko asking her for forgiveness, and she said no.
Good for her. She doesn't
yeah.
have to give forgiveness.
No, no, she doesn't. George Harrison, who was a part of the Beatles
mm-hmm.
and one of John's good friends, wrote a song about him called All These Years Ago, which is a really good song.
Mm-hmm.
And also Elton John wrote a song called Hey Johnny,
yeah.
which is a really good song, too. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, celebrities, you know, mourn the loss of John Lennon as well. And they've done different songs. And also right now on Disney Plus, Get Back.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. The 3-part documentary.
Oh.
It's
I know
a lot
you're
of time.
Watching. Yeah, I'm
well,
not.
They're three hours long each.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
But when you see John, it's just heartbreaking because it was filmed in 69. And you just know
11
in
years,
10, 11
yeah.
years. He wasn't even 30 when the Beatles broke up.
See,
he was in the
just...
Beatles for a decade. And then he wasn't even 30.
That's just.
Yeah.
Because.
It's unreal.
I don't know. Yeah.
Unreal. Yeah.
Mm.
So. Yeah,
Well,
I don't see Mark Chapman getting out anytime soon, and
no, I don't
yeah.
either because,
Yep.
again, what would make him if another celebrity or a public figure said something that made him mad? What would stop him from doing what he did
Right.
that time? I mean, that's where I think they're looking at. You're still, because people are, and especially now, you have so many platforms to give your opinion, just like we do on our podcast. This is our opinion of things. What's he going to listen to? And it just, something tell him, oh, I need to go and kill this person.
Is he getting proper treatment in prison? Is he being rehabilitated? Is he and these are the things that you ask, you know. But nope, parole says no. So he's up for number 12 next year, next August. So we'll keep you posted.
Yep, we will. All right.
Yes.
Phew. That was an
I know. Yes.
onion and a half. All right. Well, get well done. And
Yes.
again, if you have any show ideas or comments, please feel free to reach out to us through our Instagram page at Southern Onion Podcast. And DMs are open. But if you haven't already, give us a follow. We are on there
Yes.
every now and then. I've got to get better about that.
I know.
I'm older. Social media.
Yes. Yeah, we're not. I
But
know. Yes.
no, but we
Definitely.
appreciate everybody listening. And oh, and I forgot to bring it up, Erin. So we had the Spotify, how Anchor, Spotify owns Anchor now. And
Yes.
so they do a Wrapped thing at the end of the year. And I've not
Oh,
told you
cool.
this. Yeah, so for because we just started this year in
Yes.
February, and we have actually been listened to in 34 countries.
Wow. Oh
How
my
exciting is
goodness.
that?
That is exciting.
We're
Yes.
worldwide,
Yes.
and we've recorded over 1,400 minutes of
Wow.
material. So through
All
30.
right.
32, 33 episodes. So
Yeah.
again, a huge thank you to everybody.
Yes.
We are doing this for fun.
Yes.
I was shocked when we even had two listeners. So
Me
thank
too.
you.
Yeah. Definitely.
So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. We hope you have a great week. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Tell your friends. Make sure to review and give us a follow on Instagram and wherever you listen to us on podcasts. So when we release a new episode, which we try to do every Monday, you will be the first to be notified. So
Yes.
have a great week, Erin. I'll see you next time.
Sounds
And
great.
until then, take care, stay safe, and keep peeling back those layers of true crime. Bye, Erin.
Bye, Erica.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.